Well, for more now on how lawmakers are viewing the protests and the president's response, we're joined by congressional correspondent Lisa Desjardins. So, Lisa, I know you've been speaking with members of Congress all day today. Let's start with the Republicans you've been speaking to. How are they viewing the president's actions?
There is one overall theme for most Republicans. They support the president. They support the actions here. There is a small minority that has some questions about what's happening and maybe has an issue with the Marines themselves. But the vast majority of Republicans here on Capitol Hill that we spoke to today support the president. And they say three specific things. One, they're telling us that they think the situation in Los Angeles was too volatile, too dangerous. And they've even pointed to past situations, in their opinion, to say that California was not going to get the situation under control. Number two, repeatedly there is sort of a talking point, a messaging, and a belief by these Republicans that President Trump did need to take action because his job is to protect Americans. Number three, and this is important, Amna, Republicans today, many of them repeated this idea to me, that the Marines are there only to protect federal buildings and federal personnel. So while they weren't saying this was a red line for them, this was something that made it easier for Republicans to support active duty troops going into Los Angeles from President Trump. Now, we spoke to many Republicans today. I want to play a little bit of what some said, but many of them, while they're defending President Trump, were criticizing California Governor Gavin Newsom. So here's some of what we heard, starting with a California Republican.
To be honest, my governor's on the wrong side of history. Like governors in the past who stood in the way of civil rights.
I want to see rule of law. I mean, in the end, we can't rationalize or accept the violence and the burning of cars. So I think the president's doing the right thing.
Well, this has been the dominant thought supporting the president from Republicans. I will say this conversation, this topic is not actually dominant itself on Capitol Hill. More members, left and right, seem to be focused on the president's budget bill.
Well, Lisa, you mentioned there the minority of Republicans who disagree with the federal response. Tell us who we're talking about there and what their criticism is.
Right. We're talking about those who are speaking out publicly. There's a nuanced layer here, but let's talk about this small number of people who are questioning President Trump's actions. You can look at this right here. We talked to Senate Appropriations Chairwoman Susan Collins today. She is someone who does not believe the president should send active duty Marines into this sphere. She says that is a problem, especially with state's own authority. The other one, Tony Gonzalez of Texas, he's someone who generally supports the president taking action here, but has called for the president to de-escalate what he's doing in Los Angeles. Now, what's interesting here is Democrats, of course, they are united in terms of opposing what President Trump is doing and his actions. Here's some of what they've said.
This is not a rebellion. This is not an insurrection. These are demonstrators, only a small number of whom have engaged in violence. It's a very serious issue for every governor in every state. If the president, on his own whim, decides to take command of a state's National Guard.
Multiple Democratic sources stress this point to me, saying if Trump did this in a rural or red state, then Republicans might feel differently.
Lisa, before you go, I know you have some reporting on the rescissions package before Congress. What's the latest on that?
Quickly, this is touch and go right now. This is our exclusive reporting, as far as I know right now. We know of four House Republicans who are questioning the rescissions package. You can look at some pictures of them. These are generally moderate Republicans. They are questioning the rescissions package on two grounds, the public broadcasting cuts and also the cuts to PEPFAR, the program that tries to prevent and treat HIV across the world.
Lisa Desjardins, thank you very much.
You're welcome.